Whoa. Jesus Christ. You scared the shit out of me. Oh. No. It's fine. Nothing to apologize for. I'm just kind of sneaking around right now, so because I'm trying to just sit down and vape for a second. And if the promoter catches me again, it would not be good. Seriously, not be good. So, do you mind if I chill with you for a minute? And would you mind not telling anybody? Cool. Thanks. So, you were in the main event, right? Light heavyweight? Thought so. Do you recognize me? No? Okay, that's okay. You were focusing. I was the ring girl, dancing around, blowing kisses. Didn't blow any to you, I'm afraid. I was supposed to aim for the rich-looking old guys in the audience. The potential investors. Yeah, very glamorous, I know. I'm actually supposed to still be out there, schmoozing on businessmen. But I'm not particularly in love with that part of the job. So here's hoping they don't miss me. So, how's your night? Yeah, I know. I was there. I was. That was a joke. Kind of a rude one. Sorry. For what it's worth, those judges sucked. I scored it for you. Yep. 10, 10, 9, 8, 10. Well, yeah. I mean, my job comes with a lot of just sitting there looking pretty. So usually I pass the time by putting my analytical skills to work. The 8? Well, yeah. You were kind of getting your ass kicked in round 4. I thought for sure you'd cracked a rib. Well, I was a little surprised you made it back to your corner after that. Yeah. Chill out. You brought it back. That crescent kick right before the bell? That was nice. 30 more seconds and you would have had it. Me? No. No, I would definitely not call myself a fight fan. More like a captive audience. In any case, you did good. That's all. You know, I don't think I've ever seen you here before either. Was that your first title fight? Well then, congrats. Well, yeah, you did lose, but you made it here, didn't you? A big payday, a sold-out crowd, thousands of people cheering for you. No belt, sure, but hey, it's something, isn't it? You're one of the few. For every one of you, there's 1,000 amateurs without the skill or the work ethic to make it where you are right now. So, go ahead. You can feel sorry for yourself if you want. But once you're done, take a minute to drink it all in. Regardless of what the judges say, you have a lot to be proud of tonight. Oh, well, I'm flattered by your job offer, but no thanks. I really don't want to be a corner man. I don't plan to stay ringside for any longer than I have to. Hey, listen, before I go, can I ask you a question? Why do you do this fight? I mean, well, I just figure, like, you don't seem like the meathead gym rat type. And I'll bet your pay isn't bad. But, well, if you were interested in money, you could probably make twice as much with half the risk as a pro wrestler or something. So what's the angle? Why are you here? Oh, come on. Really? The joy of competition? Listen, if I wanted to hear dumb macho platitudes, I'd be out there listening to the post-fight press conference. You can do better than that. I see. That's more of an answer than I expected, I guess. I mean, I think I understand what you're saying about not wanting to be the best, but just wanting to be better. I guess that makes sense. Interesting. That answer is a lot better than the ones I usually get. Well, I don't really talk to fighters that much. I've learned not to. I'm sure most of them are fine, but I've had way too many unpleasant experiences with roided-up aggro dipshits who never learn that you can't punch your way out of a conversation. That might have been mean, whatever. Anyway, yeah, I don't ask that question to many people. But, you know, I'm glad I asked you. Well, thanks for talking to me. I should probably get going. I'd hate to get caught loafing around when the doctor comes to patch you up. But I really hope I see you the next time you... What do you mean he's already patched you up? I mean, look at you. You're still... I swear to God, the fucking quacks this promotion calls doctors. Okay, sit back. Let me take a look. Yeah, I'm serious. I can't let you leave her looking like this. Now quit whining. Sit back. There's a first aid kit right here. Okay, head still. Follow my finger. Over here. Over here. Good. No concussion from the looks of it. After the beating you took, that's a bit of a miracle. Now, all right, let's look at these cuts. Not too terrible. No need for stitches anyway. No, not quite a doctor, not yet anyway. I'm in med school right now, paying my way through with the whole ring girl thing. So, yeah, I'm not technically qualified to be doing this, I guess. But if this is all as superficial as it looks, fixing you up is well within my abilities. And just don't tell OSHA. Let me check one more thing here. I'll just put my hands here and here. Now take a big breath for me, okay? Deep and slow. In and out. In and out. How does that feel? Does it hurt? Okay, some bruising. No cracked ribs. All in all, you got pretty lucky out there. Yeah, I'll bet it doesn't feel that way. But once I get these cuts cleaned and bandaged, you'll be good to go. Okay, this is going to sting a little bit, so grit your teeth. Oh, come on, big baby. It's not that bad. Just a few more. What do you mean? Well, like I said, I took this job to pay my way through med school. That's all. Well, you know, maybe I could be making better money elsewhere, but... Yeah, it's a long story and kind of a personal one. Don't you worry about it. Oh, I can trust you with it? Well, looking for some good gossip to spread around the locker room? Oh, God, no. I am not dating a fighter. No offense or anything, but I would never. No. It's like I said, it's personal. No, it's not that you seem like a gossip to me. You seem sweet enough, I guess. But I just don't. My dad was a boxer. Not a very great one, really, but that's who he was ever since he was a teenager. I can't believe I'm telling you this. He didn't have much talent for boxing, but it was his whole life. He spent every day at the gym training and practicing, getting beaten half to death. He had a slumpy, crooked nose. I'm pretty sure half his teeth were fake. Anyway, when I was a little girl, he was my hero, like some fairy tale knight riding off every Saturday night to go slay a dragon. I stayed up late to watch every fight, cheering for him like it was me in his corner. Yeah, but slowly he started to change. I don't know if it was one too many punches to the head, one too many failed attempts for the belt. But little by little, I stopped recognizing him as him. He started drinking, cheating on my mom, punishing me, whether I misbehaved or not. He was just a very angry man, trying to feel like he meant something. And he failed. And then one day he was gone. Just packed his things and left. I was 8, I think. He never said goodbye. And I never saw him again. No, God, no. I'm not expecting to find him with this job. But if I did bump into him, I'd probably knock him on his ass and tell him to never come back. But I don't know. I guess I wanted to see. I wanted to see what was worth devoting his whole life to, what was worth abandoning everybody for. I wanted to know if this life did something to him or if it was just him. It seemed like a good place to start. So, you know, I usually expect a guy to buy me at least a couple drinks before I give him my whole life story. So, you owe me. Well, anyway, you're all fixed, good as new. But maybe give it a couple weeks before you go out and get your head kicked off again. Don't want to reopen these cuts. I should probably go now. I hope you... What? No, that's not... You don't need to say you're sorry. I don't want your pity, yours or anybody else's. That's not why I told you. Why did I tell you? Well, I'm not really sure. I guess you were right. I do feel like I can trust you with it. You seem different. Like, maybe you might understand where I'm coming from. Like I said, I've met a lot of fighters. And you're one of the only ones who seems like he has heart. Wait. No, just wait. Hold on a second. You don't... You're not married, are you? Girlfriend? Okay. That's good. That might have been a bad idea. I mean, I don't even know your name. What is your name? Well, nice to meet you. I'm Chandra. Listen, I've worked real hard not to become like a fighter's girl or whatever. I don't want any more attachments to this sport than I already have. But, I don't know, there's something about you. You're interesting. You know, that little post-fight interview, what you said earlier. Yeah, you're interesting. So, like, I don't want to make a big thing out of this or anything, but do you have anywhere important to be right now? No, neither do I. You think anybody would notice if I locked the locker room door? My thoughts exactly. Now then, rules. First, neither of us tells anybody about this. I'm not in love with this job, but I really can't afford to lose this job. Second rule, don't get too attached to me, okay? Like I said earlier, I'm on my way out of this place. I don't need any loose ends dangling behind me. Third, you cannot come inside me. I'm on the pill, but I'm not taking any chances. And fourth, blows below the belt are perfectly legal. That's good. I like that. Can I see? Oh, wow. You have a nice cock. You know, I wondered what you were hiding in that cup. Yeah. Yeah, I'm very pleased. Hey, before we do anything else, you did take a shower after the fight, right? Yeah, okay, all right, okay, don't get upset. Yeah, I do have some standards. Well, I think I know one way to stop your bitching. There. That changed your attitude, didn't it? Now, lie back. You've had a rough day. I can take care of you. Hmm. What? You want me to sit in your lap? I don't know. I'm not quite done yet. Yeah, just be patient, and I'll... Oh! Wow! You are as strong as you look. Well, all right. Have it your way. Oh, fuck. Can you feel that? Oh. Oh, it's a good thing these bikini bottoms are black. Yeah, I'm soaked. Pull them to the side. Let me take care of you. I'm gonna fuck you so hard. You will still think you're back in that cage. Whoa. Oh my God, be careful, slamming me into the wall. I can't have any bruises. Oh fuck. Oh fucking fuck. Every inch of you is hard, isn't it? You feel amazing too. Oh fuck. Oh, fuck me. I can feel you throbbing. Oh my God. It's making me throb. Oh fuck. You're making me come. I'm coming now. Oh, I'm coming all over your cock. Oh. Yeah, I know. Oh, please put me down. I know you can just pick me up off your cock. You really could lift me in the air, couldn't you? Oh, thanks. Oh, wow. juices. You need to come now, too. Yeah, you can come on me. But you can't mess with my hair and makeup. I need to get ringside again tonight. Yeah, come on my tits. Do you like it when I rub the tip of your cock on my nipples? Ooh, nice. You're getting so red. Do you like that? Do you like burying your cock in between my boobs? Oh, you're throbbing now. I can feel it. Look at me. Come for me. Come on my titties. Come on my luscious rack. Right now. Oh yeah. Look at this load. Oh my God, I need a towel. Thanks. Oh shit, man. Is that the time? Oh fuck. Oh fuck, I'm late. Oh fuck. I'm gonna lose this fucking job now. I gotta get out of here. Here's my phone. Here's my phone. Put your number in it. And put it, oh God, oh shit. Oh, put your number in it now. Yeah, quick. Okay, thanks. Yeah, I had fun too. I'll see you later. Don't forget me. I won't forget you. Okay, I gotta go now. Bye.